On this week's program, we highlight how the Tourism Linkages Hub has been helping to fill the demand for goods and services within the sector. And in our No Jamaica feature, we look at electricity in Jamaica. Welcome, and this is Tourism Roundup. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Over the past 2 years, the Tourism Linkages Hub has been working to strengthen the relationship between tourism and other sectors, such as manufacturing, agriculture, and entertainment. The aim is to increase the consumption of goods and services that can be competitively sourced locally. Head of the Linkages Hub, Carolyn McDonald-Riley, says several opportunities have been created for entities in the productive industries through the work of the hub.
One of our most successful ones has been Speed Networking, which was led by the GHT, in which we sought to have over 50 of our hoteliers, general managers, and purchasing managers and owners of hotels under one roof at a table meeting our major manufacturers and service providers. So here we had the opportunity for the first time for all of the major suppliers to the tourism industry and persons who wanted to do potential business to have 15 minutes meeting for the entire day from 9 to 5 o'clock.
The agritourism investment market represents another successful initiative organized by the Linkages Hub. This was a series of farmers' markets held in the resort areas of Negril, Montego Bay, and Ocho Rios, aimed at boosting the link between tourism and agriculture and promoting the consumption of local produce.
What we have done is to provide a livelihood for 35 farmers who would not have otherwise been selling at a market.
Mrs. McDonald-Riley adds that hoteliers and other business entities have been able to identify and source entertainment groups and personnel from the Arts in the Park, another initiative of the hub. The Linkages Hub is also partnering with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association to supply the growing demand for uniforms within the tourism sector.
Every single one of our hoteliers use uniforms, and there is no one, two, three, or four entities that exist that can supply the amount of uniforms that we want.
Mrs. McDonald-Riley says gaps have also been identified in the entertainment sector, as there is a growing need for entertainment managers, sound engineers, disc jockeys, and performers in the hotel industry. The Linkages Hub will also be working with its partners to showcase local products, offerings, and skills, and increase investment in the country through the Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Expo. JPEX is the premier trade event and the single most important business generator for Jamaica's tourism industry. Over 2 days of pre-scheduled appointments, wholesalers and tour operators will meet face-to-face with close to 200 of Jamaica's leading tourism suppliers to conduct business negotiations. The event is scheduled for September 20 to 22 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Mrs. McDonald-Riley says at the end of the year, the Linkages Hub will also host a major forum dubbed Investment for Jamaicans.
Jointly with JAMPO, we're going to be showcasing what are the business opportunities in Jamaica. How do we say to our Jamaican people, here are some things that you can look at, you know, invest in these areas.
Head of the Linkages Hub, Carolyn McDonald-Riley. The Tourism Linkages Hub is an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism with support from the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JAMPRO, and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Did you know that Black River St. Elizabeth was the first town in Jamaica to receive electricity? This was supplied by the Lydon Brothers in 1893. Power was generated from a plant which had a huge furnace and boiler. Logwood, then a major export of the parish, was used to generate steam from the engine, which provided the power.
Let's get together now. Let brotherhood
unite. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.